Our oldest grandson was just a toddler when that evening our daughter called him to come to the table for dinner. She was taken aback when she heard him say, "No, Mommy, I'm not going to come. I'm going to play now." When she told me about this, I felt a twinge of guilt. How many times have I said that to God when He spoke to my heart about something He wanted me to do? "No, Lord, I want to do something else." You see, there's another power in my life besides God, a strong one. It's my own will. And while I hate to admit it, many times my will and God's will are not the same thing. Isaiah wrote, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way." Our own way, as opposed to God's way. The human will is a very powerful force. With my will, I can choose to forgive or to hold a grudge, to draw close to the Lord or to keep him at a distance, to praise him or to complain. I can choose to pray or to find my own answers, to have faith or to fear, to live life in my own strength or in his strength. Every day I need to come to the Lord and say, "What do you want me to do today?" Romans chapter 12 tells us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice to the Lord. But as someone pointed out, the problem with living sacrifices is that they keep crawling off the altar. That's why I find I need to present myself to the Lord every day. Which will it be today for you? God's will or yours?
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.